Today's guest is Mark Lavengood. You may remember Mark more from Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies. Met with Mark up at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, so there's a lot of ambient, nice sounds behind the conversation that we have, which you will hear in the second hour as I visit with Mark Lavengood up at Grey Fox, multi-instrumentalist, very, very talented young man, Mark Lavengood. Really happy to welcome the first time to Unreal Bluegrass, Mark Lavengood. How are you, Mark?
Steve, doing well, brother. Thanks for having me.
Listen, we have some ambient happy noise because we're at Grey Fox today, and you just put on a great set with the Mark Lavengood band.
Thanks, brother.
As a matter of fact, I have stickers to prove that I saw you last year. While this was still coming, the Mark Lavengood band was still on the way.
Yeah.
And so now you have it. You have a CD. You sent me those. You sent me the CD so I could incorporate it into some programming for Unreal Bluegrass. But now's your chance to talk about the Mark Lavengood band. I know a little bit about the story, but for so many years we all knew you was Lindsay and the Flatbellies, fabulous band.
Yeah.
And so now you're doing your thing. Congratulations, by the way, on the baby. I haven't seen you since then.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it, buddy.
You just made another announcement, too.
Yeah, we're going to be having another kid in December. Oh, man. Yeah, it wasn't real enough. We had to just, you know, up the ante a little bit.
And to anyone who isn't following Mark on Instagram, you need to, because there's a constant flow of pictures.
Yes.
We're all going to see this baby grow up on Instagram. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful stuff.
Nice.
You're doing well.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's talk about the band a little bit.
Yeah, so I left Lindsay Lou in the Flat Ballets. Now they're just going by Lindsay Lou last October. And I was with them for the 7 years that we were kind of traveling and touring and building the name. And for the last 4 years, I was building my side project at the time, which is just my own project, the Mark Lavengood Band.
Yeah.
I was playing in between Lindsay Lou's schedules and just kind of cramming it in. And after putting out 3 albums under my own name and putting in like 7 years on the road with Lindsay and the crew, and then also having the family back home, it just got to be too much to manage everything, and so I put in my resignation with the Lou Belly crew and played some of my last shows as a full-time member back in October, and have just been pursuing my own musical path as the Mark Lavengood Band, and writing new songs and just kind of doing the whole thing, you know, trying to give it a go and keep it one of the viable elements of my lifestyle. I'm also doing like agent work, you know. So I'm like an artist. I wear the artist hat, but then
you're a diverse guy. Listen, if people don't know Mark Lavengood, you would think, well, what does he play? And I would just tell you this: everything.
almost everything.
Yeah, everything. He even beats on a box every once in a while.
Yeah, that's right. El cajon.
Yeah, and it's all well done. It's all tasteful. Band now, I want to talk about the most recent CD which you sent me.
Yeah.
You have then. Not only do you need to explore your own, see what Mark can do, and then it controls your schedule a little bit more with your family growing all the time, but you have control of your artistic control. Not that you were being restricted necessarily, but now you can do these things and show up here at Grey Fox with the Mark Lavengood Band, and it must be some burden with it to make the decision, but it also must be enlightening.
Yeah, totally. It was one of the harder decisions that I've had to make in my life, and you know, there wasn't any bad blood or anything. You know, I love the music, still do, you know, and I love the creative process with the band. There's so much support and love, and they let me stay on even though I was, you know, moved down to Nashville with the band, but then I moved back to Michigan because that's just where my heart was and my family. They accepted me and supported me through that, and you know, I had all these other projects and ventures, and they were always just nothing but supportive, and still, you know, like we still keep in touch and cross paths at festivals, and I sat in with them earlier this year for a couple gigs.
Great.
And we'll be doing so in some upcoming festivals as well. But yeah, it is really nice to, you know, be wearing like the band director hat and, you know, kind of having more of a say in the creative process and, you know, working up the band, you know, training and rehearsing the players and, you know, not skimping in the creative, you know, process and writing and recording. I've been in the studio for the last 7 months working up my next release, which will probably come out in the next few months.
We need some refreshment. Listen, you're live.
That was a little juicy. It's juicy. Okay. It's all right. It all wipes off.
I'll wash your shirt.
No, you don't have to wash my shirt. It's my face. I'll lick it off later.
I'll lick it off your face.
No, no, you won't.
You don't set me up. You can't set me up like that.
Well, talk about the album then, because I've heard it and I've got it in airplay right now. It's been running through Unreal Bluegrass as we speak.
Thank you, buddy.
About the last album. Then we'll talk a little bit about what's coming up. I know it's in the works, but the last album, the name of it is?
The last album is called We've Come Along, and I chose that title because I felt there was some, just a lot of musical growth happening in my own life. The title track is actually a song that's been in the making for about 4 years, and I fleshed it out and kind of put like a contemporary, you know, progressive bluegrass vibe to it, overdubbed some drums.
Gesturing. He's gesturing.
Yeah, what am I doing?
He's trying to hit
the clave. That's it.
Okay,
the clave.
Very good. Very good.
You know, throw some Latin percussion instruments in the mix, you know, just trying to keep it fresh and, you know, just, yeah, be expressive and creative. And I recorded guitar and dobro on that, and that album has more vocal parts and more songs as opposed to some of my earlier releases, which were more instrumental focused.
Well, you're a great singer. And just so the people that know, don't expect Mark just to show up and play 75 instruments very well.
Yeah.
But you also have a great voice. And in this band, you're the lead voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, Steve. It makes me feel really warm. And I'll definitely, you know, say my years with Lindsay and Josh and PJ, you know, we all loved singing so much. And I was definitely the weaker link in that, you know, quartet. But Lindsay being such a powerhouse and Josh having spent so many years singing, you know, in choirs and bluegrass and PJ as well, you know, they just had such a really great blend. And so I learned so much from them, and I got to sing some with the band as well.
How do you approach with a new band, aside from all the other issues involved, but how do you approach now you're going to become, in essence, the lead singer? What's the mental changes there?
Well, you know, I
know you sing a lot, but I mean to become the voice.
Yeah. When I work up my band, because I kind of have a rotating cast of players. You know, there's two different bands. There's one band that will have all the members all in for every gig, and that is the band. Let's think Led Zeppelin or the band.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whoever it may be. And then there's other artists. Let's say like Keller Williams, who plays solo. But then he can also throw together bands with, you know, Traveling McCurry, you know, the Keels, or the Dusters. So, like, you know, working up different bands to, you know, be your backing band, and then you're the musical director of sorts. And so with every different conglomeration of artists I'm working with, I prioritize players who can play and then also sing, and I want to try to have at least two other vocalists so we can get three-part harmonies, and I'll just kind of like song by song work it up, and if I know the players more intimately, then I'll know what parts
they can do comfortably.
And you're going to sing the high parts, you know,
yeah.
Justin, you can sing the lower, I'll take the melody, And sometimes I'm not sure what parts are most comfortable with artists, so we'll just kind of vibe it out and, you know, work it out on the fly. I couldn't be any more grateful for, you know.
I'll say this, and it's kind of an odd statement. It looks like you're having fun, but it always looks like you're having fun. But it looks like you're enjoying the fun. I've never seen you when you weren't having fun and enjoying the moment.
Yes.
I think Mark Lavingood lives in the moment and gets every bit of joy out of it.
Absolutely, man.
Why not? Why be any other way?
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, because it's a choice. You know,
yeah.
Even presented with the, you know, most treacherous circumstances, there's a choice to let those, you know, elements influence the way you choose. And if you choose to, you know, react positively, that's a choice, and then that's an action. You know, sometimes it can be subconscious, you know, and you can't fault a human because we're faulty, you know.
Yeah.
Like we let things get the best of us sometimes, or maybe some elements are just really pulling on us hard, and you can't persevere, you know. That's not everybody's story all the time, but yeah, I try to I try to always seek positivity, seek the bright light, you know, and give it back, you know, and share it with people, you know, because there's a big need for that right now, I feel, you know, with all the various states of affairs of the world, you know, politically,
there's a lot of negative.
Environmentally.
There's a lot of negative kind of everywhere right now.
Yeah, there is.
And you've been this way forever, but now it's even nicer that someone can come and see you or listen to your music and get the vibe that is Mark Lavengood, which is Smile, and your nickname is Huggy Bear. And I have to tell you, if you run into Mark, just you're going to get hugged. There's just nothing you could do about
it. Yeah, can't avoid it.
The outside of quick story, I want to ask you about the label and a little bit more, and I'll let you go. I know you got to run to another stage here in a minute. But last year at Grey Fox, not like this weather at all. Constant rain, you know, 4 or 5 inches of water through the street, and I'm camped around the corner. And I see this figure coming through the rain and the mud. No shirt, short pants about this high, just walking through the mud and the rain. And I thought, I came out of my tent and I said, Huggy Bear. And you were walking toward the end of my street. And then I realized he's wet and muddy and I'm going to get hugged, which was okay. So I brought that on myself.
Yes.
But it was like welcome because we were all wet. And I thought, I got to go out. The guy's going to hug me. And might as well meet him halfway out in the river, what was the street back in those days. So I was excited to see you. The new album then is, how do people find it?
It's streaming everywhere.
Okay.
Streaming, and then I've got CDs and vinyl and shirts available at my website, which is marklavengood.com.
It's LAVENGOOD.
Yeah, Mark with a K. And then, I'm on all the social media profiles and got an email list. If you like the music that I make, you can join that, and I'll let you know when I've got new music and when I'm coming out to your area and when I've got news that's newsworthy. Steve, this has been so much fun.
I enjoy your music. I enjoy you, your personality. And I know you're busy. This is hard to catch people in between sets at a festival. But
yeah.
I figure if I can get you for 10 minutes or so, we can follow up later and we can talk about the new album. When the new album comes out, we'll contact and we'll go through everything and every bit of it.
Awesome.
All right, bud?
For sure.
Mark Lavengood. Thanks, brother.
Appreciate
be good.
Steve. Hell yeah.
Hug your way through the world.